The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
Democrats of coddling criminals. Georgia Democrats intensely opposed the measure, saying many Republicans are seeking another way to impose their will on local Democratic voters. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis has said the measure is a racist response after voters elected 14 non-white district attorneys in Georgia in 2020. I'm Norman Hall.
A Maryland appellate court ruled the lower court did not give the family of the murder victim in the case chronicled in the hit podcast Serial enough time to attend a court hearing in person. More at townhall.com.
It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood, the fastest hour on radio.
800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. You dial that number. And, of course, your call will be screened by Tiffany Little. Tiffany Little is the show's technical producer who mans the controls, flies the ship, keeps us aloft during the early evening hour. And it's a quick hour, to be sure, folks. She will screen your call, put you in queue, get you ready for your conversation on the Patriot Detroit, 800-923-9385. And for those of you so inclined, head on over to the Facebook page, facebook.com/thepatriotdetroit, facebook.com/thepatriotdetroit. There you will be able to participate in a conversation online, and I duck in and out of that conversation during the program, so go ahead, leave a comment. I'm most assuredly going to respond. 800-923-9385. And in addition to that, folks, you can always call and we can talk about the news, the topics, the stories you really care about, because that's what we do on 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Of course, some of you still questioning perhaps what may be the latest details with regard to that private school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee over the last 24 plus hours. Fact of the matter is, folks, many there still scratching their heads, including law enforcement, over that particular issue. When it comes to updates related to the shooting, the mayor of the city, John Cooper, was certainly expressive when it came to the condolences he wanted to offer folks in the town.
I am overwhelmed at the thought of the loss of these families, of the future lost by these children and their families. And the leading cause of kids' death now is guns and gunfire. And that is unacceptable. But I want to thank the fast response of our officers. Guns are quick. They don't give you much time. So even in a remarkably fast response, there was not enough time. And those guns stole precious lives from us in Nashville.
That they did, but the other thing that can't be ignored here is the mental state of the individual involved. I mean, there are news reports out there today saying that there were mental issues with regard to the shooter. And be that as it may, certainly we have to pay attention to what may be going on with regard to the status of mental health and those who need it. But, I mean, that's a tough nut to crack. I mean, how are you going to get a handle on who is mentally ill and who isn't, and who is mentally ill and in possession of firearms who shouldn't be in this country without, oh, I don't know, surveilling those individuals? And that would seem to be a task best suited for people close to those individuals. But in the case of the shooter at the Covenant Christian School, this 28-year-old female, apparently still living at home with her parents, bought 7 firearms, identified as transgender, hid the guns in the house. You say, Daryl, why did you put in that transgender thing? Well, remember, the context is mental health. The individual then drew rather detailed maps, schematics, if you will, about how she would invade this space, all the way down to the clothing she would wear when she carried out this nefarious deed. Now, there's a bit of an evil genius component here, but there's certainly a mental illness component here. And when her parents were interviewed, they were of the opinion that their daughter did not possess guns. They had no idea she was buying them and hiding them in their house. Isn't that amazing? They had no idea. 800-923-9385. And then, of course, there is this question that I have to ask myself. What's a 28-year-old still doing living at home with mom and dad? Unless, of course, mom and dad knew something that the rest of us don't, particularly with regard to her mental health or lack of sane. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. As for the latest information around the situation, John Drake, Nashville police chief, gave an interview to CBS News earlier today to talk about where they are with regard to what they are learning and what they still have to learn.
The investigation is still ongoing into this whole incident. But what detectives have said so far is there's possibly some resentment for having to go to that school. There's a connection with that family. Right now, I can't go deeply into that because it's unconfirmed. But that's really where that came from.
A resentment of having to attend the school. I told a story earlier on sister station WLQV about my own experience with a recalcitrant teenager not wanting to attend the school that she had been assigned to. One of my daughters. In fact, my baby daughter. Okay, she's a grown woman with children of her own now. But at a time in her life when she was in high school, her mom and I decided to purchase a different house in a different neighborhood because, you know, we were getting to the point now where the kids were moving out, and so we didn't need a house that was quite as big as the one we had, and so we bought one that was still pretty good size, but it was smaller. The problem for my teenager was that it moved us into a different school district. This really ticked her off. And we had a real struggle with her for a couple of months, and over a period of months, we dealt with her ditching classes, not doing homework, not cooperating with the teachers, and mom and I were at school quite often and talking and holding conferences with the principal, with teachers, etc., so on and so forth. needless to say, we were engaged, and my daughter wasn't pulling anything over on us. We knew what she was doing. And it all boiled down to the fact that she just didn't like the school. She wanted to graduate from the other school her sisters had graduated from. And so this was her way to rebel. Well, we dealt with it by simply hanging in there with her and letting her know what was and what wasn't going to work and that nothing was going to change. Eventually, she settled down, buckled down, and graduated. 800-923-9385. I don't think I have one day to be concerned about her going back to the school, which she eventually learned to appreciate. The staff, the principal, the students. I don't have one day to think about her going back to that school and harming anyone simply because it wasn't her first choice. So when we talk about a component of mental illness, folks, stop and think about it. You didn't like the school, so you go back and you shoot it up. 800-923-9385. John Drake, Nashville Police Chief.
So we have a manifesto. We have a booklet that shows exactly what she had planned to do. We have maps that showed the entry point into the school, the weapons that was going to be used, the clothing that she was going to wear. She had drawn it up almost like a cartoon character. It was exactly what she had on during this incident. And she was a previous student. She had some connections there. The head of the school was assassinated in the hallway. So we feel it was targeted and planned.
Targeted and planned, and perhaps one of the more surprising developments, as disclosed by Police Chief John Drake, Nashville Metropolitan Police Department, was that this wasn't her only objective for violence. She had others on the list.
She's 28 years old. She actually attended that school has some history there. We've talked to the father and the mother. They lived on Brightwood Avenue. We went to that residence, interviewed them, searched the home. We found two more weapons there and I believe some more maps pertaining to maybe some thinking about some other incidents. We strongly believe there was going to be some other targets, including maybe family members and one of the malls here in Nashville. And it just did not happen.
He was interviewed on the CBS Morning News with Gail. Gail, is it Fisher? Is that Oprah's friend? Gail. I can't remember her last name right now. Sorry about that. 800-923-9385. Dial that number and join the conversation. If you have anything you want to input, Gail King. Thank you very much, show's official observer, Tiffany Little. Gail King interviewing the police chief of Nashville about these latest revelations, none of which make us feel any better about what happened in the city of Nashville over the last 24 hours. 800-923-9385. We're back after the break.
If you own a business, this has been a bumpy ride. From pandemic to inflation, I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has five or more employees and survived COVID, you might be eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Hi, I'm Howard Mackler, and that's why I founded GetRefunds.com to cut through the red tape and get you that money. The team of tax attorneys we have put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. We do all the work, charge not a dime up front, and simply share a percentage of the cash that we get for you. Businesses of all types qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. We have helped return over $1 billion to businesses, and we can help your business too. Just go to GetRefunds.com and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited period of time. Don't lose out on up to $26,000 per employee. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Ask any of the members and mentors here at Lifestyles Unlimited, and they will tell you it's not how smart you are or how long and how hard you work. It's whether you have the right map to begin with. Will your current career path lead you to financial independence? Visit LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com to meet some of the members who are on the right map and on their way to financial freedom. Whether you're new to real estate investing or consider yourself a seasoned pro, Lifestyles Unlimited can take you to the next level. Visit LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com to take your first step.
Is your car still under warranty?
No, not anymore.
My mechanic just suggested an extended service plan from Ox Car Care.
Ox Car Care?
Yeah, Ox will cover repair bills if anything happens to the car. New brakes, transmission, AC, or engine problems. Plus, Ox Car Care offers free oil changes, tire rotation, and roadside assistance.
Wait, you pay nothing on repairs? Ox gets it fixed? Free oil changes, free tire rotation, and free roadside assistance?
Yeah, you don't pay. Ox pays. Ox even has a 30-day money-back guarantee and is A-plus rated on the BBB. They handle their claims from start to finish, unlike those other warranty companies.
The last thing I need is an unexpected car repair bill. I'm calling Ox Car Care now.
Call Ox Car Care for your free quote, 800-294-7524. Ask about senior and military discounts. Don't get stuck with a major car repair bill. Call Ox today, 800-294-7524. Or log on to OxCarCare.com. Ox Car Care, 800-294-7524.
Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Or stream at PatriotDetroit.com.
That translates to WDTK. Check us out online, PatriotDetroit.com. And, of course, for those of you now thinking about heading over to the Facebook page, the Facebook forums at Facebook.com/ThePatriotDetroit. It's live, it's up, it's running. Chime in. Paulie's listening to the program in Dearborn. Paulie, thanks for the call.
Good evening, Daryl. Great show, as always.
Thank you.
Enjoy your show. I took a road trip a couple years ago out west, and the one thing that I was able to pick up in almost every state was NPR. And I was thinking that, there's this constant drone on NPR about guns, and they pretend that they're impartial, but there's always an attack on gun ownership in this country. Mm-hmm. And I had this conversation as it relates to my uncle, and he was saying to me that you don't need a gun with 15 rounds in it to kill a deer. And I explained to him, I had it right in front of me, I read the Second Amendment to him, and I said, I don't think it's at all about deer hunting or self-defense. It's about a tyrannical government in the event that we may not one day have to defend ourselves mm-hmm. from it. When you have half the country right now being attacked for their beliefs, which I am as a former Democrat, I start to get a little bit concerned. I don't hear any politician on the right now calling for a rally to defend our Bill of Rights, defend our Second Amendment, and there's nothing on the ground afoot in America calling for any sort of rally to start beefing up this protection of our Bill of Rights. And I'm disturbed, to be honest with you, that there isn't anything going. I've called you and talked to you about this before.
Sure.
But I'm just curious what your opinions on that are.
Well, it's a lot more overt and black and white than you probably care to hear, Paulie. And that is that Americans just don't care. And as a matter of fact, I have a new survey that I want to share along the lines that you're talking, because what you're talking about is something that animates or used to animate people in this country. And there are some who still are, but certainly not to the degree that we used to be, because we're a country now evenly divided along political lines, more or less, which means that there are fewer Americans who care about the things you're talking about, and at least that many people who would outright disagree with you. So that means there are fewer people to take up the mantle that you are calling for, the defense of the patriotic defense of our right to bear arms and our other constitutionally protected liberties. You see, this is something that only happens when Americans stand up and carry the day. But there is a new survey, and I'll share it with you in the moments ahead, that talks about how we are witnessing a decline in this country of both patriotism and the support of religion. We need to remember that the United States of America, at its founding, is undergirded by Judeo-Christian values and ethics. And in addition to that, we have been a people who have typically been proud to be American. I can't say that that's the case for at least half of the people in this country anymore, Paulie, which is why you don't see people rushing to do the very kinds of things, take on the very kinds of activities, especially in light of the aftermath of January 6th, that you would think that your fellow Americans would readily engage in. They are now living, for the most part, either in support of or in fear of their government. Paulie?
Yeah, you know, Daryl, that was beautiful. That's perfect. That's exactly... I couldn't have said it any better. I really am concerned about it. I just don't think that, you know, there's so many bright people out in your audience as an example. And I thought that somebody, I can't do it, but I just can't. But somebody has got to take up this mantle and start rallying people for protests on the ground to start defending. I don't know what it's going to take, but they're going to beat us to it. When I say they, I'm talking about my own fellow Democrats. Mm. They're going to beat us to this, and they're going to, and all these people from Schumer to Debbie Dingell are going to be out there cheering them on. Tear this Bill of Rights down. We don't need it. I'm not worried about the Democratic Party right now. I'm worried about the Democratic Party in about another five more congressional sessions,
mm-hmm.
or maybe just in another 10 or 15 years. Watch how far left this is going to turn. And there's nobody fighting and getting out in front of cameras, gathering at state capitals, and that's a problem. We are making a big mistake. Somebody, not me, but somebody had better do it.
Paulie,
I know that's terrible to say, but it's true.
Well, I hear what you're saying, and I would simply encourage you to be one of those who continues the conversation among those with which you have or with whom you have a serious influence, because it never starts until people like you get it off the ground. Paulie, thanks a lot for a very important call to this program today. And I had said to Paulie, as by extension I'm saying to the rest of you, there's some indicators of where we are as we move along the line and see where we are in this country today. Wall Street Journal writes about the prospect of the loss of patriotism and the loss of religious character that used to be a common feature or common features of people living in the United States of America. Patriotism, religious faith, having children, and other priorities that help define the national character for generations are now receding in importance to Americans. That, according to a new Wall Street Journal NORC poll. Some 38% of respondents said patriotism was very important to them. 38%. 39% said religion was very important. That was down sharply from when the Journal first asked the question in 1998, when 70%, 70%, deemed patriotism to be the very, very important aspect of their national life and character. 70% said patriotism was very important. 62% said religion was very important. That according to the Wall Street Journal. A new documentary looks at the irreligious nation, according to an article at Salem. The question of who and what to believe has caused many in the U.S. and the world at large to lose faith in our institutions. Religion is no exception. We're shifting ever closer to atheism or irreligion. In fact, the fastest growing religion in this country right now is no religion at all. You are watching a fundamental shift in the character of the United States of America for whatever may have been a problem in this nation, no matter how people may have thought we would be divided, or those things which may have been causes to separate us. We used to be a more unified nation. That is inarguable. It is also inarguable that we are no longer that one nation. 800-923-9385. Is there any hope for us? That was the question Paulie from Dearborn was asking. Somebody's got to do something. Is there any way to get back to where we need to be to resolve some of the national issues that he's concerned about and that many of you in this audience are concerned about? And there are some in this audience who aren't concerned about any of these things at all. You just think it's part of the national progression as we move closer to more secularism and more progressivism. And there are people in this country who want it that way. 800-923-9385. But they did not use to have a voice, a megaphone. They did not have as many people swelling their ranks as they do today. That's the difference. 800-923-9385. Tom, Mike, Bill, Ken. Your calls in the next segment.
Take Daryl Wood everywhere you go with the WDTK mobile app available in your app store today.
This is Daryl Wood. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow and how it has literally changed the way I sleep. The pillows don't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape, and they're made in the USA. For a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a queen-size premium, you will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dreams bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use the promo code WDTK or call 800-919-5912, 800-919-5912, 800-919-5912. Remember, use the promo code WDTK at checkout.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like One, two, three.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Eliminate pain. Feel renewed. Enjoy life. Renewed Wellness Center in Novi helps you live a pain-free life through laser technology, an excellent alternative to medications and some surgical procedures. Look to a different approach for pain relief. Schedule a free consultation. Call Renewed Wellness Center today at 248-719-7155 or make your appointment online at RenewedWellnessCTR.com. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Get started on your road to a pain-free, active life and make your appointment today and receive two free laser treatments with all plans. Contact the office today at 248-719-7155. At Renewed Wellness Center, we understand that pain can prevent you from doing the activities you love most. Choose laser therapy to relieve your pain, reduce inflammation, improve blood flow, and accelerate healing. Call Renewed Wellness Center today at 248-719-7155 or schedule your free consultation at RenewedWellnessCTR.com.
Start your mornings with Hugh Hewitt, informing and entertaining with a mix of news, discussion, and opinion. Weekdays from 6 to 9 on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. The Patriot, FM 101.5 and AM 1400, WDTK Detroit, where local news matters. A division of Salem Media Group, an Odyssey station.
Minutes past the hour. 6 o'clock talk with Darryl Wood on the air, trying to cram as much into the time we have as is humanly possible. Out to the phone lines we go. Let's pick up Mike in Detroit. Mike, thanks so much for the call.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Darryl. You know, this is, I don't know, it's a collapse of just any kind of sane, civilized culture, you know. You've got this shooting here, and like Orwell said, if 2 and 2 equals 4, all else follows. You know, here's this person, this some transgender, God knows what, self-identity person that goes into a Christian school and murders 9-year-old kids and teachers and so on. But, you know, they tried to cover it up, of course, initially. But the reality is, you know, this is a product of our culture. This person wasn't born not knowing what their sexual identity is. You know, they picked that up from this culture. The feeling I get lately when I'm talking to different people is, you know, when you've got this these educators, so-called educators, who won't even go back to work, but they're part of their union, you know, and so on. And they're they're under the board sending our children to these underground clinics to have all these surgeries, these horrendous surgeries and stuff done, you know, gender reassignment surgery. You've got to be kidding me. You know, hormonal therapy, bilateral mastectomies on children, essentially. Well, there's such a thing as a Hippocratic Oath. Anybody that would do this is practicing an incredible amount of medical malpractice. You know, let's big up Dr. Mengele. He would love this, you know. There's no such thing as gender identity disorder, gender dysphoria, or any of the rest of it. This is child development 101.
Yes.
Children get confused about their identity at different times in their lives, you know. And there's no indications for any of this. There, as if you could say, well, this will prevent suicidal ideation or clinical depression or whatever. No, it increases after these procedures.
That's right.
You know,
that's exactly right.
These people. This is an atrocity beyond belief. And, you know, I heard, and I hope it's true, that there's an abundance of lawsuits for medical malpractice going into the system, because this is just incredible. And this person is a product of that.
Well, this is the and what you just said, Mike, is the only way to stop this, because what has happened in this country in short course is the spinoff of a multi-billion dollars a year industry in this sex change paradigm, where medical professionals who in a different time would never have undertaken to solve a problem with regard to suicidal ideation or gender dysphoria, if you want to use that phraseology, by chopping off or lopping off the breast of a healthy young female, or lopping off a part of an arm or other part of one's body to create an appendage where none exist, as the solution to a problem or a question about whether a person is or isn't a male or a female. It is an episode in American medicine at this particular point in time that is a nightmare scenario that we had better get a handle on. And I think one of the only ways that that is going to happen, Mike, is if people are sued under the courthouse for all they are worth. And I'm talking about the doctors, and I'm talking about the so-called medical clinics and the practices that are being set up around these particular operations and biochemical transitioning facilities that are abusing our children on a sexual basis. These people need to be thrown in jail. Mike?
Yeah, I agree with you completely. And, you know, I worked in the medical field for 30 years, and really, I couldn't imagine anybody that I worked with, the wonderful nurses, the wonderful physicians, and healthcare workers, who would tolerate this for a minute. I don't know where this came from. It almost came from out of nowhere.
Yep, seems like it happened almost overnight. That's right.
Yeah, it's a Hippocratic Oath. You know, you take the Hippocratic Oath, it's 2,000 years old, but they don't believe in oaths anymore. You know, I took an oath as a soldier to defend, protect and defend the Constitution of the United States and the people of the United States of America and our nation from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And we've got people that run the country that just forgot about that oath. Forget about the Hippocratic Oath. Mm-hmm. They don't believe in any oath.
That's exactly right. Yeah, breakers of oaths, people who do not honor treaties, folks who do not care whether you have a contract or not, doesn't mean anything. They'll just hire a lawyer who'll get them out of it. And that's what these people are counting on, no doubt, Mike. Mike, thanks a lot for a great call. This is the perfect way to pivot on a topic that we are discussing on the program to milk it for all it is worth. Mike, excellent job. 800-923-9385. Dial that number if you, like Mike, want to talk about it or any other aspect related to it. Ken is in Livonia. Ken, thanks for the call.
Well, Darrell, once again, to help understand what's happening in our society today, I want to once again go back to 2 Timothy chapter 4, St. Paul speaking, and paraphrasing again, because it's so important to understand what's going on. And he talks about how mankind will no longer tolerate the truth, so they will intentionally turn away from the truth and embrace lies. They will gather around them a great number of teachers to keep repeating what they want to hear, even though of what they're hearing is a lie. And as I apply that truth, the Holy Bible is the Word of God. God is the author of the Bible. Everything in it is true. The lie that is in our society today is the Bible was written by man, and you are no longer obligated to follow and obey what the Bible teaches. Well, there again, when you create a society of atheists, anything goes. And that's where we're at today. And so we need to stand up and focus on, Darrell, something that the Bible also teaches us, you know, especially in the New Testament, and that is our citizenship is in heaven, not here on earth. And it also teaches us very clear that we are strangers in this land, heaven's our ultimate goal. Heaven is our home. And so as the world itself spins out of control, we have to focus on our end destination.
Absolutely, Ken. I wouldn't disagree with that at all. I would simply amend that by saying that one of the things that we are going to be judged on, not based on whether or not you made it in or didn't make it in, but one of the things that is going to be judged in the final analysis of how we lived our lives, and that is, of course, based on whether or not you subscribe to the Judeo-Christian ethics and values that you hear me talk about every once and again on this program. It's the quality of the works in which you are engaged. Not as a measure of whether or not you are worthy of inheriting the kingdom, because none of us are. It is the finished work of a Savior who was perfect that made that possible. So don't anybody get it in your head that we're working our way in to the kingdom. You're not. But we have been given works to perform, and the quality of those works will be judged. So we can't sit down, fold our hands, and do nothing. So don't get the idea that that's what Ken was saying. That's not what he was saying. What he's saying is that, you know, there's coming a time when we're going to slip the surly bonds of planet Earth and go on to our next life phase. And I believe that just as Ken does. I don't believe this is all there is. But you better believe that while you're here, how you conduct yourself and what you do to improve the quality of life where you are will make a difference. 800-923-9385. And I just want to say this. We're having a little trouble with our internet connection today because I'm looking over in our internet room and I'm not seeing anybody there. And I know that we're having some trouble with an intermittent connection problem. It's signing on, it's signing off, it's signing on, it's signing off. And so many of you who would want to get on can't get on. I don't know what's causing that problem. And if you found that you cannot get in because of some problem or other, it's probably on our end and not yours. So we'll work on that and see if we can straighten it out in the not-too-distant future. 800-923-9385, 800-923-WDTK. It's time for us to take a profit center break. But when we come back, we still have phone calls to clear out, and we still have content on the rundown, of which I would like to speak, but it all depends on you. We're back after this.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest-rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for a way to get free from debt? Well, gather up your bills and call a Care One credit counselor today. We are credit counseling agencies that have helped 2 million people just like you.
I see people every day who are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge and the bottom is bankruptcy. We pull them back and they appreciate that.
You get to consolidate your payments. You only have to make one payment a month instead of worrying about three, four, or five.
Care One credit counselors have experience assisting people to get out of debt and get on with their lives. To help you take your first step, they're offering a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details.
It is your path out.
People are truly amazed when they call us and see what we can do to help them. I mean, the relief in their voices.
Call us because we can do amazing things.
Get your consultation and debt analysis by calling a Care One credit counselor today. One simple and confidential call can get you debt-free.
800-284-1349.
800-284-1349. 800-284-1349. That's 800-284-1349.
Del Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles and Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
As the Biden administration ratchets up its war on Americans' right to keep and bear arms, a groundbreaking new book from Regnery Publishing pushes back and offers hope for the future. Professional firearms instructor and veteran gun store owner Larry Correa's new book, In Defense of the Second Amendment, pulls back the curtain on Washington's gun-grabbing agenda and how you can protect your rights. You'll learn why gun-free zones are more dangerous for college students and average citizens, how so-called gun control laws handcuff law-abiding Americans while allowing dangerous violent criminals to run wild in our cities, and offers solid details on how America has a history of gun ownership that is under attack by liberals in Congress. If you care deeply about protecting your Second Amendment rights and keeping your family safe, you must read In Defense of the Second Amendment, new from Regnery, available now at Amazon.com and wherever books are sold.
There's a lot going on right now, and broadcasters are on the ground covering all of it, bringing you the weather, the traffic, and breaking news, all while entertaining you 24 hours a day. Someone needs to tell you what's going on around the world and in our hometowns, and that someone is us. We are free radio. We are always there. We are broadcasters. Visit wearebroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
Fastest hour in radio, 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on The Patriot.
And folks, we're at the final segment of the hour, 49 minutes past the hour. 800-923-9385, 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Welcomes Tom, listening to the program in Detroit. Tom, thanks for calling.
Yeah, Daryl, you know, you're right. You can't work yourself into heaven, and you can't work yourself through Armageddon. But there is a work going on. It's called the separating work between the wheat and the tares, and the goats and the sheep. So that work is going on. I mean, the heavens are watching everybody. Either you're a sheep or a goat. And as far as what's going on with this generation, there's people that are over 110 years old still living. They saw World War I, World War II. Now they're seeing World War III. And it's the generation that Jesus said will not pass away until all the things he prophesied would come true and his kingdom would come. And as far as this divide, all you got to do is go on YouTube and watch Trump down in Waco, Texas, where there were 50,000 people there. Nobody can get a crowd like that. And it's simply because he's telling the truth. And I don't know if he's going to become president, but the generation won't pass away, and they're running on fumes. And 24 is coming quick, and it's all coming to a head. So lift your heads up, everybody. Our deliverance is getting near.
Tom, I appreciate the call, and I especially appreciate the reference to the Waco rally that took place. You know, there were folks who were debating whether or not the rally was attended by 5,000 people, or whether it was attended by, as you heard Tom say, 50,000 people. Look closer to 50,000 to me, maybe even more. Donald Trump was in rare form.
Our opponents have done everything they can to crush our spirit and to break our will, but they failed. They've only made us stronger. And 2024 is the final battle. That's going to be the big one. If you put me back in the White House, their reign will be over, and America will be a free nation once again.
Now, that's kind of what I'm talking about when I talk about the quality of one's works. You see, this man operates at the top of his game all the time, which is why the folks in New York are having such a hard time bringing charges against him. We know that the mechanism by which they are trying to do it, the attorney in the Manhattan DA's office, Mr. Bragg, has brought a case that is threadbare. He had no business bringing it. He was bowing to outside pressure from people who want to simply put Donald Trump out of commission. It's not going to happen. Why? Because the quality of this man's work is beyond reproach. Just take a look at the last economy. Just take a look at the protection of human rights under the Trump-Pence administration. Just take a look at job creation under the Trump-Pence administration. Take a look at the support for prison reform, education, and other programs under the Trump administration. Take a look at border defense under the Trump-Pence administration. All excellent. And we could go on and on and on. The quality of the work is the thing. Jim's listening to the program in Inkster. Jim, thanks a lot for the call.
Hi, dear. I'll try and be a little quick here.
No problem.
Two aspects. One, I suspect you're going to have a soundbite on. Number one, Biden jokes after the terrible incident in Nashville to the heartbreak of parents. They were in terrible bad taste and insulting to parents who lost children in this terrible tragedy.
Mm.
If Trump would have made comments like you're just playing some Trump comments. If Trump would have made comments like this, mainstream media would be wetting their pants about it for years. Do you have that soundbite?
I have the section of the soundbite that came after his more or less irreverent commentary. I chose not to use that part of it for that very reason. I think we talked enough about Joe Biden's disconnection with reality, Jim, though your point is well made. The point he made right after that was the part that sounded more presidential. I've tried to give the guy the benefit of the doubt. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, and then the other thing, an aspect, like you like to say, kudos to the police who went into the school risking their lives, their fortunes, their very existence, not knowing if they would live till lunchtime that day or live to hold their loved ones in their arms again, or walk their dogs. Kudos to the policemen that the Democrats often badmouth.
That's exactly right.
Comments.
Jim, thanks. What a great tribute to some great police officers there in Nashville who dispatched the threat in the way that we would expect to see them do it. No hemming, no hawing, no waiting outside for reinforcements. They went in, they went room to room, they found the threat. They dispatched the threat with prejudice. 800-923-9385. Rob's in Georgia. Rob, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Daryl. I tuned in late, so I hope I'm not off topic here. But as I was listening to several of your previous callers, I was reminded that it was Jesus himself who said, not those who say, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but those do the will of my Father, which is in heaven. And I look at the Democratic Party, and it took me some years to really grasp this, although I'm a constitutionalist. That's always been my focus. And when I look at it's kind of if it was funny, I would laugh. But there was a day when these black politicians would have been lynched if they spoke against the Democrats.
Sure.
And the Democrats have been doing this since the party was founded. They billed themselves as the party of the little man, but they carried out the Trail of Tears. Thousands of Indians were killed. They interned 110,000 Japanese Americans by executive order.
Yep.
And you know they filibustered the Civil Rights Act of 64 for 83 days.
Yes, sir. And not only that, this was the party of original attempts at gun control in the United States of America. As you well know, Rob, and have even talked about on prior programs, in addition to that, they are up to their old tricks, trying to take our firearms from us once again. So that's what this party stands for. That's who they really are. And we could go on and on and on about their various deficiencies and peccadillos, as it were. But, Rob, anything else you want to say before we cut you loose?
Just one thing, that Dinesh D'Souza, who I really respect, he wrote a really good article on Breitbart. It was called What Hitler Learned from the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
He looked back to the seizing of foreign land from, you know, the foreign peoples. And it's a really great article. It's still up there. And he's actually right, because I definitely love history, and he actually nailed it.
Yeah, Dinesh D'Souza is certainly one among many at the highest level of intellectual endeavor. I've read several of his books, although the article to which you refer, I have not bookmarked it, but I will. Rob, I appreciate the call. I appreciate the perspective shared. You say every time that guy calls, he rags on the Democrat Party. Well, don't you think the Democrat Party deserves it? I mean, they pretend to be something they aren't. And folks, if I had the time, I would go into, as I started on my other program earlier today, I would go into what they're trying to do to you through the use of ESG, environmental, social, and governance procedures or mechanisms that they want to use to steal your hard-earned money. The President of the United States, Joe Biden, recently vetoed a bill. First use of his veto power was to stop the process of preventing.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.